Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring, and my fine wife, Bev, is home on the site. I saw a recent interview, and you may remember Mr. T. He became famous with his role on a TV series called The A-Team, which ran between the years of 1983 and 87. The series was the story of four Vietnam vets who were framed for a crime they didn't commit, so they spent their time helping underdogs who needed help. One of the stars of the show was an actor simply called Mr. T. He was also, I think, one of the stars in the Rocky III movie. He was interviewed about a new TV show and his Christian faith. Mr. T did and still does have a mohawk haircut, and he wore a bunch of jewelry even before it became popular. I met Mr. T many years ago and even had a photograph taken with him. Interesting enough, he had a gym bag that was sitting between his feet when we took the photograph. And I said, "Mr. T, is that your jewelry?" He said, "That's right." And he opened the bag and showed me a bag full of gold jewelry. He said it's real, too. Now, if you've ever watched the TV show or its reruns over the past 30-plus years, you'll remember Mr. T was famous for saying, "I pity the fool who would try to make him to do something he didn't want to do." As I thought about what he said, "I pity the fool," I was stirred to look up the word pity, and I was reminded of Proverbs 19:17 as I was reading it. The Lord showed me several key things that he wanted shared with you on today's call. Now that verse, Proverbs 19:17, says, "He that hath pity upon the fool lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again." He, scripture says, he, that's you and me. You're a he, I'm a he, regardless of your sex. According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for pity is H2603. H2603, and it means to be gracious, show favor, pity, to direct favor. Pity is defined in dictionary.com as sympathetic or kindly sorrow evoked by the suffering, distress, or misfortune of another, often leading one to give relief or aid or to show mercy. Pity is much more than feeling sorry for somebody. Pity is much more than a mental thought process or feeling. Scriptural pity requires action on our part. Pity may bring a tear to our eyes, but scriptural pity will make us get up out of our chair, take out our checkbooks, and open doors for others to walk in favor. The scripture says that you should take action to give relief to those who need it. Proverbs 19:17, this time in the New Living Translation. If you have the poor, you're lending to the Lord, and he will repay you. Notice the first word in the scripture says, if. By saying if, the scripture is indicating that we have a choice. We can choose to help or not help the poor. According to Strong's Concordance, the word poor means low, weak. And it's from a root word meaning distress. The word poor means different things to different people. Some consider themselves poor when they eat Spam, while others would give anything for a crust of stale bread. Some people consider themselves poor when they have to wear the same dress to church Sunday after Sunday, while others don't have a church to attend, much less a dress to wear. Some consider themselves poor when they have to drive a car that looks like a refugee from a junkyard or a salvage lot, while others would give anything not to have to walk through adverse weather and dangerous locations. Some people consider themselves poor when they live in a home without air conditioning or heat, while others consider themselves poor when their home is made out of dried mud and cardboard. Some consider themselves poor when they don't have any money left over to invest after they paid all their monthly bills, while others consider themselves poor when they have no money to pay bills at all. Regardless of your definition of poor or living in stress, the point is, the word of the Lord says, we're to take action on behalf of the poor, those living in distress. Matthew 18:33 in the Classic Amplified Bible. And should you not have pity and mercy on your fellow attendant, as I had pity and mercy on you? According to Strong's Concordance, pity in this sentence is the Greek word G1653. G1653, and it means to have mercy on, to have one afflicted or seeking aid. The Greek word for pity appears 33 times in 28 verses and is translated as mercy 24 of those 33 times. You remember the story of the Good Samaritan? A man was beaten by robbers and left alongside the road. Luke 10:33, Classic Amplified. But a certain Samaritan, as he traveled along, came down to where he was, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity and sympathy for him. Three people walked by. One didn't get involved because of the man's ethnicity. The second didn't get involved because it wasn't convenient. But the third man, the Good Samaritan, had pity on the man. Luke 10:36-37, Classic Amplified. Which of these three do you think proved himself a neighbor to him who fell among the robbers? He answered, the one who showed pity and mercy on him. And Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. The Good Samaritan was willing to be inconvenienced. Do we mind being inconvenienced? Does it irritate us? Do we try to avoid it? Are we willing to be inconvenienced for someone we know and care about? How about a total stranger? Would we be willing to be inconvenienced if it was going to cost us time and or money? Would the possibility of danger change our minds? Would what other people thought make a difference in our response? You may wonder where I'm going with the 9 questions I just asked. Actually, I'm trying to help you determine whether or not you would qualify as a Good Samaritan in the biblical story found in Luke 10. We must never overlook the significant steps taken by the Good Samaritan. Not only were they the steps of the Samaritan not convenient for him, it cost him something to be good. The bottom line, the Good Samaritan demonstrated the character qualities of pity and mercy. As we learned at the beginning of today's call, having pity is more than a thought or an emotion. It's an action. Luke 10:33-35. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. 1. Verse 34. And he went to him, 2. And bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, 3. And he set him on his own beast, 4. And he brought him to an inn and took care of him, 5. Verse 35. Now on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host, 6. And he said unto him, take care of him, 7. And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I'll repay thee. 8. Now let's read Luke 10:36-37, the Classic Amplified Bible, one more time. It says, which of these three do you think proved himself a neighbor to him who fell among the robbers? He answered the one who showed pity and mercy to him. And Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. If we don't have pity on those around us, then we're playing the fool because we're ignoring the word of God. Mark 1:41, the Amplified Bible. And being moved with pity and sympathy, Jesus reached out his hand and touched him and said to him, I am willing, be made clean. Remember, pity is more than emotion. It requires an action on our part. It's not enough to feel sorry for someone. It's not enough to, even as I said earlier, to shed a tear, get emotional. Pity requires an action on our part. And if we don't do it, then we're playing the fool. We are. One last thing about Mr. T. Despite his gruff and tough persona, he's a Christian who loves God with all his heart. And I would pity the fool who would question his love for the Lord. We need to ask ourselves, what are we doing? What are we doing to show that we don't just get emotional? We take an action. We get involved. That's the key. Hallelujah. Go to heraldhearing.com at the top where it says sow a seed. If you've been blessed by the teaching, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. It's all we'd ever ask. And make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking rich thoughts. Bye-bye.